The Land and Water Conservation Fund was actually put into place more than 50 years ago by Lyndon Johnson in 1964. And it's a wonderful program. It's always been supported by both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, because what it does is it doesn't tax any individual American. It takes the royalties from oil and gas companies that are drilling in public waters, or federal waters, which are owned by the people, and puts them into this fund, the LWCF fund. Then they take that money and they spread it around the United States, including Florida, of course, and they put it to work for conservation projects. And there are little projects all over Florida that have benefited from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. A couple that I can think of near Gainesville, Post Springs to protect that spring shed, and also Payne's Prairie. If you're driving over 75 or 441 near Gainesville, you cross over the prairie. Well, part of that 21,000 acres was protected with the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
What is the criteria for protecting land in Florida? Does it have to be federally funded land? How does it become eligible for funding?
It generally is used to underwrite other programs where monies will be used from the fund to shore up a state effort to protect property and to make sure that, let's say, we needed another $1 million to do this project. Well, the Land and Water Conservation Fund could be utilized for that purpose. The other thing that this fund does is provide public access to the lands that are bought because, of course, they are public lands. And not only do they protect wildlife habitat and hopefully water quality, but they also provide recreation for the public. As Floridians, we benefit from it, but when we go out to Yellowstone, there's LWC projects that have been out in that area, so we benefit when we go on the road as well.
And how often does it come up for renewal? Is this a yearly thing?
It was to sunset after 50 years, and all I can assume is the last few years they have had a yearly authorization. And our request this time is just to make it permanent so that we don't have to go through this process every year. And if folks want to get involved, all they have to do is go online, go to lwcfcoalition.com and click on the Take Action. Again, it's not a Republican or Democrat or independent thing. This is an American thing.
In the past, environmental causes have had bipartisan support, but in the kind of atmosphere we're having here now, that's not a given thing. How much of a chance do you think making this program permanent will have?
I would like to think it would have a great chance. One, the election is upon us, and people seem to turn greener and more ecologically aware with the voting day coming up. And you make a good point. It used to be that both Republicans, Democrats, and people in between all recognized the fact we only have one planet and we'd like to have clean water and clean air. Clean Water and Clean Air Acts were passed by Republicans. And it's unfortunate to me that we don't see that we need to take environmental integrity and sustainability. We need to take that off the battlefield. We should all support that, not only for ourselves, but for our economy and for our children.
Preston Robertson is with the Florida Wildlife Federation. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.